House Bill 1009, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration and or passage. Are there any remarks on House Bill 1009? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. House Bill 1009 was brought to us by the Secretary of State's office in regard to the issue last year over the recount in the Hal Wick and John McIntyre race for the legislature. In the opinion of Chris Nelson, had the law been clear on the recount process and regarding marks on the ballot, this issue would not have needed to have been brought forth to the legislature that we dealt with on the first day of the session last year. Identifying marks were originally put on ballots or were prohibited on ballots because there was a fear or a thought out there that at one time people were being paid to vote. And if that was the case, people would put a mark or their name on the ballot and then someone would come around and pay them for their vote. Today, we don't feel that's happening. There's no evidence to indicate that. And most importantly, 89% of the ballots in our state are recorded by a machine, so therefore they're not going to pick up any marks at all that are put on a ballot. The only time identifying marks come into question is when you have a recount over a contested race. And if that would happen, this law, once it goes into effect, would just allow the race in question to be counted, and if there's an identifying mark or a circling in the right oval, if that's done incorrectly, it will just throw out that particular race and the race in question would still be counted. Therefore, this will give the recount board the power to determine the voter's intent, and that will be determined by the recount board who they think the ballot goes for in just the contested race. If there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1009. Representative McIntyre.
Mr. Speaker, I think that I can say safely that I probably have as much experience on this topic as anybody in this body. And I've looked at this with a great deal of interest, and I will have to say that I think the Secretary of State has done an admirable job of clarifying a very confusing area in law. I think that it will, you know, what I think passing this will do will take a lot of the excitement out of running in District 12. So I heartily endorse this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1009. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I too would like to urge your support for the passage of this bill. The only other thing is on the Section 2 is a new section added. And that's really the only identifiable or mark on a ballot that would disqualify voting. It would not disqualify the whole ballot, just that section. If a person wrote in a name for that particular race, those votes would be kept thrown out. The whole ballot, entire ballot, would not be thrown out. That's the only disqualifier that would be left as far as a identifying mark on the ballot. And I also would like to support this. This would clear up things in the past, whether it's been this body that's had to make the decisions or the recount boards. The question's always been, which way is heavier, the voter's intent or the law? And this would clear that up. So I'd urge you to support the bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1009. Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1009. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, not the clock. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1009.
Representative McNenny. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 56, nays 9, absent 1, excused 4.
House Bill 1009, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.